You're listening to the Shift Work Podcast, episode 30. Today is all about speed, and more importantly, why it's a detriment to your business. There are two components that we're going to borrow from the aviation world that have much more application in the growth of your business and the way that you live your life in a more abundant manner. I'm excited to share these with you, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Luke Lehman. And you're listening to the only podcast for high-growth entrepreneurs rooted in business strategy and tactics as we discover the habits of high-performance leaders and dive deep into brain science. With over two decades leading high-performance teams, from fighter pilot to CEO, I'm excited to join you in your entrepreneurial journey. Shift the mindset needed to build your empire, keep more money in your pocket, and enjoy every day of the journey. Welcome to Shift Work.
Hey, my friends, welcome back to another episode of the Shift Work Podcast. Today we are talking about speed. And this is very timely because in this season, we're taking a look at the Top Gun release of Maverick. And I absolutely love the movie, hands down. I certainly have to suspend disbelief a little bit. And I don't recall if I've talked about it on the podcast or not, but my staff was talking about it today and I chuckled because I recall watching the movie a few weeks ago with my son and looking at a lot of the unrealistic things that were happening in the movie, like when they pull back and you can see the geezels on their face and their skin begins to kind of pull back. Well, I look at it and go, why in the world would you not have a visor on? You're staring straight into the sun. There's no way that you can possibly fly this airplane. You animal, put your visor down. But obviously I have to suspend disbelief because we know you couldn't see their face. But today is about speed. And as entrepreneurs, we often think about speed as being a measure of success. In actuality, speed is an impediment for you. And speed is a lazy word that gives peril to some of the components that you actually need to be thinking about. I championed recently that speed is no excuse for poor communication. We find often that our lack of communication or our brevity makes our deals fall flat, makes our employees unhappy. So if speed isn't the answer, what is? We're going to talk today about the two components that you actually need to be considering instead of speed. Speed is fine, but if speed is all you're focusing on, whether you hit that brick wall at 4 miles an hour or 400 miles per hour, you're still hitting the brick wall. So today I'm going to give you a formula of how you can actually apply a better concept instead of speed. Now, speed is a shortcut. I do agree. You should be looking for components inside your business that you can find the shortcuts, learn from others, find different tools and technologies that you can use to apply so that you can find the shortcuts. But speed is not the answer. As a young pilot, we were taught about energy management. When flying low altitude, the equation was pretty simple and airspeed was always the common denominator. If I ran out of the go fasters, the airplane simply would not participate in the aeronautical escapade I was on. Now, that's a lot of flowery language to say that I would crash. That if I didn't put enough air over the wings, the lift stopped being produced and the airplane would fall out of the sky and I would take what we would call the ACES II incentive ride. A little bit of a play on words there. The joke is that if you pull the handles and you take a ride in the ACES II, the incentive ride is what we called it when we would take passengers and for little rides there. I never did that. The A-10 only had one seat, so we didn't take any incentive ride passengers, but you could do that in other airplanes. Obviously, no one wanted to take the ACES II incentive ride. So when flying in low altitude, keeping the airspeed up was important. So speed is important, but it's not the most important. And we're going to discover these two concepts that replace speed. The first is velocity. Now, you might not know right now the difference between speed and velocity, but there's a very specific reason why we want to choose velocity as our measure of success. Now, I'm borrowing some of the concepts between aviation and mechanics and fluid dynamics, but the mathematical equation for speed is relatively straightforward, wherein the average speed of an object is calculated by dividing the distance traveled by the time it took the object to travel the distance. You know that, right? It's speed. It's the miles per hour. It's the way that you move your feet across the pavement when you're exercising. Velocity, on the other hand, is more complicated. Mathematically, it can be calculated in different ways, depending on what information is available about the object's motion. In its simplest form, average velocity is calculated by dividing change in position by change in time. What's important for us to know about velocity is that velocity includes a direction. It's the change in position divided by the change in time. Velocity is the combination of the speed and the direction, the rate of change and the direction. Can you begin to see now why it's so important and so imperative for us to differentiate between speed and velocity? If you think back right now, how fast are you moving? This week I moved extremely fast. We had lots of big needle movers inside our company. But is moving fast the only thing, or is it moving fast in the right direction? So we're going to talk about velocity today and how you get the velocity correct inside your business. In the aviation vernacular, we would do something called BFM, what you would know as dogfighting, basic fighter maneuvering. And in this basic fighter maneuvering, this BFM principle, we would set up a false air-to-air attack. In the A-10, we were almost always planning to be defensive. There were almost no conditions where the A-10 would go out and be offensive in an air-to-air engagement. So when we trained as if we got jumped, which I like. So we would set it up. Imagine yourself at 18,000 feet as the aggressor. Off your nose is the defender, about 9,000 feet away. We would push it over, push it up, standby fights on, we would say, and we would wait then as the airplanes accelerated to what we would consider to be our entry parameters, and then fights on. At the fights on call, we maneuvered in relation to the bandit. As the defender, my job was to simply race to the floor. The reason why we started at 18,000 feet was because we had a simulated floor at 10,000 feet. The floor simply represented the ground. So I would try to race to 10,000 feet, cross-referencing my heads-up display so that I could see my relation of altitude and airspeed, all the while looking at the guy behind me trying to gun my brains out. Of course, it's simulated. Of course, it's in a training environment. But speed was not important. The velocity was important. I needed to keep the air over the wings, but I needed to know where I was going. We would talk about lead pursuit and lag pursuit, how I opened the space between myself and the bandit. In business, it's no different. Where you put your vector, the direction, the trajectory that you're on, is what makes all the difference. We can put the speed in. We can put the acceleration in. We can speed the eventuality that we will move in that direction up. But if we don't first know which direction we're heading, we're going to lose the energy. We're going to lose the fight. If I go somewhere at 400 miles per hour without not knowing first where I'm going to go, I'm going to run out of gas. And there's all these metaphors. I love metaphors, but there's all these metaphors for the way that we can apply those skills from high performance aviation components into our business and into our life. You do physically run out of gas. Yes, you do run out of gas. If you run and run and run and run continually, and you don't focus on where you're going, you're simply going to gas out. You're just going to become tired. You're going to get to the end of the day and you're going to feel like you didn't get the things accomplished that you needed to get accomplished. So what the hell do we do about it? First and foremost is we have to set the destination. Every single day, start with the end in mind. You do not ever push up the throttles to take off before you figure out where you're going. And I know I talk ad nauseum about making sure that we have a plan, but sometimes you just need a little reminder. You just are moving so fast. But where are you moving so fast towards? Am I maneuvering in relation to the bandit? Am I taking a look at what my competitors are doing? Am I separating that distance? Or am I looking forward to what the future version of my company is going to be like? Now, I know this is all pie in the sky and head in the clouds kind of concepts about, yeah, good, Luke, I got it. I understand it. Yes, velocity is important. It is the rate and the direction of the object's movement. I get it. We should plan. Okay, good. The second component of this that's so imperative for us to understand is acceleration. So we're not talking only about speed. We're talking about acceleration and velocity. Acceleration is defined as the rate of change of the velocity of an object with respect to time. Accelerations are vector quantities, and that means that they have magnitude and direction. So we're going to geek out just a little bit. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, and then we'll talk about how to apply this in your business. But remembering that your business is simply a reflection of you, we have to first fix it in you as well. So the geekery of this, the net balance of all external forces acting onto that object, magnitude is directly proportional to this net resulting force. That object's mass, depending on the materials out of which it's made, magnitude is inversely proportional to the object's mass. So we have to first look at mass, and then we have to look at the energy that's being exerted on that. Okay, a little less geekery here. What do we do with this now? So in order to get something moving, imagine trying to push a giant boulder down a flat driveway. It takes an enormous amount of energy to push that thing forward. To be able to get the acceleration moving 1 mile per hour, 2 miles per hour. But we also know that an object in motion stays in motion. Once this giant thing is in motion, our job is to simply keep it in motion. We get the advantage of the object having already been moved. So you can begin to see how these energy exchanges that allow you to put the ball in motion have enormous startup costs. And that's the startup cost associated with that acceleration, that energy exchange necessary to start it up. So when you change your mind, when you change your direction, when you begin to move in a different mechanism, there's a startup cost associated with that. That energy exchange to get the ball moving. That's what I want you to avoid. That's why speed isn't simply the only measure of success inside your business. And I wouldn't tell you to avoid speed, because maybe it's been working for you in the past, but if it hasn't been, if you feel like you've been spinning your wheels, working day in and day out, and you still aren't getting there, it's simply because you're focusing on speed and not velocity. And you're ignoring the opportunity cost of the acceleration. Now that you know, and now that you can see the difference, now we have to figure out what we can do with this. It's about energy. It's about maintaining our energy. It's about avoiding these startup costs. It's about having the understanding that a direction is equally as important as the speed at which you're going to get there. So what do we do with this? There are only three components of business. And you'll notice that the majority of the things that I talk about on this podcast with you are very, very simple concepts. They're just not always easy to apply. Three simple places in business: sales, operations, and finance. Do you have the ability to generate more sales? Can you make more money for your company? If yes, then do you now have the ability to deliver that product or service? And then once you do, can you now account for it? What happens in business is that we begin to move so fast that we neglect one of these three simple processes. We forget that it really is just that simple. When businesses become successful is when everything is working in an accretive manner. It means they're working in harmony. one supports the other and the other. So when we apply this concept of velocity, does everyone on your team know exactly the direction that the boat is going? Are they rowing consistently? Is the helmsman pointing you in the right direction? Are you the helmsman? Is someone else steering the ship for you and you do not yet know that? So let's look at sales. Sales is a little bit empty, but let's just call it revenue production because I do know that marketing and public relations has a big driver on those things. What action are you doing that is going to help you get into a velocity manner that is maximized? It's fast, it's moving quickly, and it's going in the right direction. Right now, you should absolutely be doubling down on your brand building. You should be spending more time and more resources getting in front of more eyes, more customers. You should be investing in resources that are permanent. Think of it like this. If you buy a billboard sits in front of someone for a moment as they drive past it. It can be punchy. But if you take that same marketing spend and you create a video that goes on YouTube, it becomes permanent. It gets into search engine optimization. If you sit on a podcast as a guest, you can sit on this episode of the podcast. I don't care. Come join me. As you invest in mechanisms that will continue to pay time and time again, those mechanisms become permanent fixtures. The internet, as we move from web, really into web three, but web two into web three, you're going to see the advent of things that become more permanent. It's not too late to get in the game. If you do not have a social media presence, you should get one. And I'm not advocating for the TikTokers if you do B2B, but you should have a LinkedIn account. You can literally pay someone a very relatively small amount of money to generate the content for you and to post on your account. You can leverage tools and techniques and procedures to get in front of more eyes. You're building up that velocity. And that acceleration is every single new initiative that you put out to get you in front of more eyes. But what about operations? If we apply the concepts of velocity and acceleration, what about operations? It's about efficiency, your ability to deliver. Can you do the things that you said that you were doing? Can you adhere to timelines? Can you deliver when you said that you were going to deliver? Can you do it on price the way that you said that you were going to do it? Is sales and operations talking to each other? It does not matter if you have a 15-person organization or a 500-person organization. Sales, ops, finance. Sales, ops, finance. It's only three roles. It's not speed, folks. It's velocity. Are you going in the right direction? And then finally, finance. You already know this because you live this. One of the hardest lessons for me to learn as an entrepreneur, I didn't understand why there was this ceiling. I want to go get more work. I want to go get more work. I want to do more things. I didn't understand why there was this ceiling, this natural barrier that businesses really couldn't grow greater than 100% year on year. Why? It takes something artificial to make it grow greater than 100%, mostly because of the finance considerations. If I do 100% more sales, can you imagine right this second? Can you imagine right now doubling your business overnight? Man, you're like, oh, that'd be awesome. Would it be awesome? Or would you wake up tomorrow morning stressed about your ability to deliver? And then once you could deliver, how are you going to pay for all those raw materials, the cost of goods, the labor that it's going to take to be required to deliver those? Or are you going to start stressing? So in shift work, we talk a lot about what's required of you to change first. We know that you cannot have the things in your environment before you first do the actions necessary to reap the benefits of that. And we then further know that you have to become something different. Simply opening your mind to slowing down just a little bit. Get your trajectory straight. We used to say in the cockpit, stand them up. Stand them up, just meant pull the throttles back. Slow the airplane down just a little bit. Figure out where you're going. Take 20 minutes to have a plan to win the day, then win the week, then win the quarter, then win the year. Stand them up. Take the time. Then, once you have the direction set, the trajectory set, the vector set, then push the throttles back up, then pour the marketing budget back on, then pour the PR budget back on, then begin to boost those sales. Make sure that everybody is swimming in the same direction. And if you can get the operations folks to be supporting the sales folks, and you can have the financial mechanisms necessary for you to be able to succeed, it's easy. It all becomes very easy for you to win the day. I'm excited. I'm excited for this opportunity. It is going to be an economic downturn. It depends on when you're listening to this. You may be listening to this and we may be back in a bull market and everybody's making money again. Who knows? But if you're listening to it now, when it came out in 2022, it's an economic downturn. Focus on your velocity. Ignore the speed. And find things where your acceleration gets a high return on investment. Think about an airplane taking off. And I know we've used a lot of airplane analogies today, but when I push those throttles up all the way to mil power, max power, I'm burning a lot of JP8 fuel out of the back of that airplane. It takes a lot of energy to get that thing moving. But once it gets moving, it stays moving. So when you're thinking about where you're going to exert energy, if you're going to put power and energy into an acceleration effort, once that acceleration effort is going, will it stay going? That's what you need to be focusing on. Can you build the team and the processes around your efforts? Once you put the acceleration in there, like putting gasoline on a fire, what will you need to do to sustain it? Because what should happen at the end of that is that it no longer requires your time and your energy to sustain it. Because now you're going to take your acceleration and your energy and you're going to apply it to a different initiative. And that next initiative is what becomes accretive. That's that super cruise state. That the object in motion is staying in motion with very little power. One of the things when I used to fly 737s is, man, you really could not get that airplane slow. Once you got that airplane fast and you started going downhill with it, there was no amount of lack of power to slow that thing down. You had to start putting the speed brakes out to slow that thing down. It's no different in your business. And it's certainly no different in your life. Once you get the thing moving, it's easy. The hardest thing about being an entrepreneur is starting new initiatives. And it's this double-edged sword. It's this plight because you want more. You want to grow. You're unhappy. You're uncomfortable. You can be grateful at the same time for the success that you've enjoyed, but that discomfort that you have right now is what's going to keep you hungry. And it's what makes you successful. So focus on where you can focus. Put the acceleration into the correct place. And then once you're at a stopping point, stand the throttles up, point the nose of the airplane in the correct direction, and then push it back up. Now you can accelerate again. So I hope you're beginning to see the subtle differences in how you can apply these concepts inside your own business, how you can stop just trying to move fast and start moving intentionally, moving in the right direction. And then you can put the fuel on the fire. You can accelerate specific initiatives that are going to get you where you need to be. I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I hope you have a phenomenal week. I hope you keep winning. And I'll see you right back here next week on the Shift Work Podcast.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, please take the time to leave a review so that we can build our community of high growth entrepreneurs. If you'd like to stay connected with me, go to www.lukelehman.com to find a link to your social media channel of choice.